Show me why it's wrong.
Okay, evening all. A quick summary of what we did yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about measuring a weight. What about measuring a weight? We have to measure what we have to weigh. So we said Chazal didn't allow weighing and measuring on Shabbos. They were worried because it resembles very much Mecha Chamenta, very much resembles buying and selling, and therefore Chazal didn't allow it. Any way of measuring is also using a ruler. Someone's got a stick which he knows is a certain measurement. It means it's got no numbers on it, but he knows that's 1.5 feet long. So he mustn't measure this thing, for example, over here. He uses it along here because that is a measuring way of doing something. What else can you do? Kitchen scales, we said you mustn't use. So if a woman wants to add, wash, let's say, oil to chop liver, so besides the problems of wash, let's talk about that, but let's say she wants to add something, so she must be careful, she can't weigh out, she can't work out how much oil there is, because that's a problem of medida, measuring, which is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. You can't measure the size of a room. So a person starts walking along the side of the room to measure out. All that's also taking temperature, unless it's for chol, which we'll see. That's not allowed.
Measuring for food for Shabbat,
not for Yishmit. What's Yishmit? What do you need it for?
Making food for Shabbat meal.
But you don't need to measure. What do you need to measure?
You said that.
You mean the oil? You mean the oil?
Oh, it is. I mean, you want to measure it.
But first of all, it doesn't make a difference if you want to say exact or not. I mean, a rough estimate is also good. Yeah, but Yishmit is anything you can't do without it. Here, you can get a rough estimate of what you need. You're not going to go far wrong. You're right, just going, mummy spoiled the food, they made it amazing. But does it make a difference if it's slightly out? Yeah, yes, Lord. If that's true, then I can see maybe what you're saying. I can hear maybe that's possible. But generally speaking, a little bit of that doesn't make a difference. If it does, then you're right. Then we came with a chiddush like medida shel mitzvah mutar. Any measure which is done for mitzvah purposes, Chazal didn't make an issa. They took out the issa of that. So we said, for example, to measure for a baby, measuring out medicines, or puff to know the shiva kezayis, how much the kezayis is for matzah, moro, all those things. The person needs to know that is allowed to be done. Measuring time is problematic, actually. That a person must do. So a person must use a sand timer. It means a person wants to play a game, for example. Some of these games have got a sand timer in that you've got, let's say, I don't know how it works, except for, let's say, after 1.5 minutes, it empties out. That is measuring time. That person can't use on Shabbos. That's also to use. Measuring time is and in fact, that has never got a heter for medida shel mitzvah, actually. That measuring time hasn't got a heter for a mitzvah, because it's not a thing that's normally done. You don't normally measure time for a mitzvah. And therefore, Chazal were very machmir on that.
It's a possibility you wanted that for the people.
I'm saying, it can be if you want it, but generally, measuring with a sand time is never used for a mitzvah. It's never used for a purpose of a mitzvah. And therefore, Chazal didn't allow it. Interesting halacha, actually. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay, that's more or less halacha and medida shel mitzvah. Here's an interesting question. I had this not so long ago. Someone came to me for Shabbos, actually, and he brought me a nice bottle of wine. What?
On Shabbos.
He came on Shabbos. Okay, he might use the Erev Lemais. He bought the thing. Could be on Yom Tov. Same Shabbos on Yom Tov, actually. It's not clear when it is. It could be a next door neighbor, Erev Chatzeres, wherever it is. Lemais, a person bought a bottle of wine. Shabbos, can you use that on Shabbos? Because what's the problem? Chazal didn't allow a present to be given on Shabbos. Why not? Because a present is very similar to buying and selling. What? It's a kinyan. It's going over from one person's domain to someone else. It's very, very, smells very much of Mecha Chamemka. I mean, you're not paying for it, but it's a very, very similar thing to this. It's very, very similar to a transaction. And therefore, that's also to do. It's a lock in Shin Chav Gimel, I think it is. Let's see if we can find it. Oh, so this is also an interesting point. The apostle speak out. Who's the Issa on? Is the Issa on the Noisin? Is it on the giver, on the receiver, on both? Yeah, that's what we ask you. So the Chori looks like Zichah on, well, it's a bit of a question. The Maisa we take on is an Issa on both. Both. Therefore, to give a non-Jew a present on Shabbos is also a problem. It's actually interesting. I had a few weeks ago, I mean, a postman actually came. It was a very hot summer's day. So I had an interesting question actually. It was very, very hot. So the postman came and said, would you like a drink? I was hoping he'd say no. But the Maisa said, yeah, I wouldn't mind it actually. So I brought him in, I gave him a cup of drink, very happy. Then I said to him, would you like one for the way? He said, yeah, I wouldn't mind actually. Now that's not so simple actually, because a non-Jew mustn't take out of your house something on Shabbos. So, okay. Oh, so the Maaseh, you got the Erev here. The Maaseh, you got the Erev. For the non-Jews, Zicharayt. You can Zichar use Erev. Yeah? So that's Zicharayt. That's part of the passage. That's Zichar, not a problem. Yeah. That's,
okay, so be a problem.
But you have to know, normally taking out is a problem.
So
1 minute. So now, then you have to know, now, is there a problem in your presence on Shabbos? I didn't think about that problem actually. Now, what? Well, we'll come to food in a minute, the mice, before you eat. We'll come to that in a minute, Bezushim. Yeah, but generally speaking, all presents are not allowed on Shabbos. Yeah, that's the Issa. Wait, the Mishnah Berurah speaks it out over here in Shin Chav Gimel, I think it is. Actually, it doesn't speak it out so clearly. I was just surprised. Huh? It's not brought spoken out so clearly. Shin Chav Gimel. Shin Vav, Sikot Namel Gimel. Mishnah Berurah brings down. Gam also lit in matzona lechaveira. A person mustn't give a present to his friend. To domi lemekach memka. It's similar to buying and selling. Shahari yotzei mirshus. It's going out of his rishus. Ela the matzona mutig. Oh, 1 minute. So that's the ma'aser. So that's also true. You can't give a present on Shabbos. And the ma'aser a poskim take on that and say who are din to a non-Jew. A person can't give a present to a non-Jew. So my case, you have to know. What the heter is, you have to know if food might be different, that could be before you eat. The chora, giving a present, is not so good. Yeah? The Mishnah Berurah speaks out over here, who I did actually, interesting. V'chein osa, v'chi zeh, ma'ashe nogu litin kelim maton l'chos nadoirish. There used to be a minig, it looks like in the shuls, that when a chosn used to give a drosha, they used to give him a present. So the Maaseh Poskim asks, how can you give the Chosn a present on Shabbos? V'chei, ma'asher nagu litin kein matron l'chosn adoish. Sorry?
Mitzvah boy,
that's what we're getting a shayla about. Mitzvah boy, you used to give a sefer to the Mitzvah boy. And we're getting, wasn't so happy with this, the Maaseh. What's the heter to give it to him? So he says to Mishmur, ma'asher nagu litin kein matron l'chosn adoish, ain't a nochen. It's not really correct. To give a present on Shabbos, I tell you, someone not so long ago asked me, interesting question, he said, I'm making shevrot for Shabbos. Interesting question actually. They want to present the colour a recipe book. They want to give a Sherbach on Shabbos, a recipe book. What? Oh, so one, see, there was two Shabbos. One Shabbos to give a present on Shabbos. One Shabbos is a present on Shabbos. And the other Shabbos, you're correct, is there a Shabbos, is it from a Muxa? Is it a recipe from Muxa? But that's not if a recipe book is Muxa, because it could be, it's a Chochmah. Chochmah is allowed to read on Shabbos. A lot of these recipes are people read them for chokhmah. They don't have to actually copy them. A lot of people just enjoy reading recipes. What? What? Sure. That's not possible. It's a bit of a question.
For someone that doesn't cook, it's
not
to read the recipe. It's not to me to read the recipe.
Yeah, for you it's probably zikha mutter. The shah is for your wife. The shah is for a wife.
It can't be this mutter.
Yeah, it's really better. Yeah, if it's really royal for some people, it's right. If it's royal for some people, it's really better. Unless you say that, so you have a woman. You have to know. Am I still possibly busy with this actually about a recipe for what it is? So the Zan wants time, it's not to be moksa. Others, yeah. But that was the side. Can you give it to us? So the Chora, he's coming with this halacha over here, that you can't give a present on Shabbos to someone, and therefore that is problematic. But what can you do? So there are ways around it. Let's just start from the beginning over here. So first of all, the Mr. Ruah says that Tzorich Mitzvah is mutter. A person wants to do something, the Tzorich Mitzvah, Mr. Brewer over here, he's worse than a person wants to give him a ton of the Tzorich Mitzvah. Where's the raya for that? The biggest raya for that is Sukkosaka. The Machabish, I'm going to look at now and see in the Chelet Vol, that a person can give a lulav and esther to his friend, Maton Amanos Lahachzi, on Yom Tov. His friend wants to be Yitzvah Sukkah, Mitzvah's lulav. He hasn't got one himself. So he's allowed, someone's allowed to give him a lulav, a Maton Amanos Lahachzi, and he's giving a present. I happy you do that. If you want, you can give it to Fakif always, but not be wanted back. But you see, Klaw, you're laughing matona where it's for a mitzvah. So any time you're giving a matona for a mitzvah is mutter. So who had din, the chayra, came back to our case of Shabbos. If someone comes along for Shabbos and he wants to give me a bottle of wine, the case I spoke about at the beginning, he bought me a bottle of wine on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, the chayra, I'm allowed to have it. Because it's a third mitzvah. Certainly, he's giving it for me to have it to use it during the Suda. Even if I don't use it during the Suda, but I could have used it for the Suda, that's already a third mitzvah. He's bringing it for a mitzvah, so enhancing the Suda's mitzvah. So that, the Chayra, is right. Who I did if he's got flowers, the Chayra, at home, and he prepared to give them to me on Erev Shabbos, if he got to bring it, or on Erev Yom Tov, he could bring it on Yom Tov, that, and give it to me, because that is a case of where a person's giving it to enhance the meal. It looks nice on the table. That is only Shabbos, the Chayra, for only Shabbos that's much to do. L'chayra. So giving food presents to a person on Shabbos, L'chayra, is mutter, a box of chocolates, wine, all these things are mutter, because that's called a tzorich mitzvah, and a tzorich mitzvah chazal won't go to. Yeah, but I'm not sure that's enough. I know, otherwise you've got the Yitzhak, you've got the Mishmur Shadow. Why is he saying giving a kalim to a chosim on Shabbos is not allowed? He said that's not allowed. So either Shabbos, you don't use it on Shabbos. Maybe the kalim are not usable. And that's fine, you get a sickle because you've got a hana on Shabbos. That's not doing. That's not only Shabbos. That's not enough.
You go to Shabbos day, you can bring milky chocolates.
Well, you can use it after Shabbos shows, you can use it.
In the winter.
Yeah, in the winter. Okay, so you have to clear it. Maybe someone else might come.
You can.
You don't have to. Someone needs a bottle of wine. You don't have to use the wine. As long as the potential of the wine being used, the chayra, that's okay to make it mutter on Shabbos.
And then she was talking about kalim, it's not being tovel, which is mutter.
1 minute. That's actually another interesting raya. Kalim on Shabbos. That's another interesting halacha. Let's see if we can find this halacha. This is another raya to this yisoid over here. This is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Where is it? In Shin Chav Gimel, I think it is. Shin Chav Gimel. The Machabes is a very good eitzah, one should know. Everyone's stuck over here. And that is Mamish's eitzah, actually. Mutter lahat bil keli chosh tot vekhe. Yes, I assume. Yerush on Yitzhak. Yitzhak na kalim. Someone's got a kalim on Shabbos, which he needs to use. He's got nothing else to use in the house. He's got his challah knife, he's got a knife, which is the only knife in the house. He's got no other knife to use. So this is Shulchan Aruch. What's the eitzah? You give it to a non-Jew as a present, and then you borrow it off him. Now you've got to be careful with this, actually, because you know, remember I told you this really a while ago. A while ago I was not sure about all these foil containers, you know, these disposable foil containers, where you have to total them or not. So the master, there's a bit of a dispute in the apostles. I decided I'm going to try and be clever. So when the cleaning lady came, I said to her, I had a whole bag of these aluminium disposable. I said to her, I want to give this to you as a present. So she said, yeah, okay. So she lifted up, she was crying. I said, can I have them back? She said, I thought you gave it to me as a present, she said to me. She wanted to give it back to me. But you're allowed to. That's really how you get out of the Hilchos Tevilas Kelim. If you give it to the person as a present, and then you borrow it off the non-Jew, that's allowed to. It says in the Machaber that you can do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's called a tzorich mitzvah, because since you need that kelim for Shabbos, you need it. It's a tzorich mitzvah, and maybe you can give it to the non-Jew and then take it back. What? Yeah, wouldn't in that case I could do it. You could do a whole pile. But I might say what you need, and what should we need a knife, for example, you'd have to do it. So again, you see the same yisoid, the tzorich mitzvah is mutter. Who didn't they say when children, you want to encourage children to come to learn, let's say, for example, so you give them a present. I don't know what you give them, I don't know what, stickers or something, I don't know what. If you give them food, it's really only shabbos, it's also tzorich mitzvah. But even if you don't give them food, you give them something else, stickers, I don't know what, something, a little toy car. But that is already a mitzvah purpose. That's also allowed to be done on Shabbos in order to encourage them to learn. That's heter number one. Tzorich mitzvah is mutter, and that covers all food items that could be used on Shabbos. That is mutter to do. There's another very interesting chiddush as well in this, and that is which people do. That's a good eitzah to know, and that is to be makne the chayfetz to someone on erev Shabbos. That means, for example, let's say this recipe book. Let's say it's a recipe book. Let's say it's not mukzah, or some book is not mukzah. And you want to give it to a present to the colour on Shabbos. So what you do is, you want to give a watch, let's say, to your wife on Shabbos. Someone told me an interesting shayla. Very interesting shayla. Someone decided he wants to surprise his wife with a nice, it was an anniversary. So he wants to surprise his wife with a nice new crockery set. Very nice. So he arranged, he's going to buy a crockery set. He arranged that his wife would go out on Friday night to a neighbour for a bit of time. And he's going to set the whole table with this crockery set. And when she comes back, she'll see it, she'll be very impressed, and she'll be happy. Okay, so everything went according to plan. She went to someone, she came back, and she saw the crockery set on the table. She was, mommy's beautiful. It was already Shabbos, Shabbos already coming. So the husband said to her, look, you know, we've married a number of years already, but I must tell you something. You have to tell me, if you're not happy with this set, if you don't like the set, and you want to get something else, I don't mind changing it. So the woman looked at him and said, I'll tell you the truth, it's very nice, this set. But the pattern is green. I would prefer another pattern. Do you know if the shop had a yellow design on the pattern? She said, I tell you, actually, I know, yes, it did. So he said to her, okay, no problem, let's put them all away and put it back in a box, and what do you call it? It was returned to the shop. Someone was my oil. What? Not boil it,
right?
The crockery. So it's all just plates. They're all plates on the table. You've got all the plates on the table, right? In separate plates in front of you. The plates in front of you are separate places. So someone's more, it's a problem of buksa. Once you decide now to take it back to the shop, that now becomes omit the schoir, it's omit to go back to the shop. That all those plates are moksa.
Yeah, but
you can nothing
the way
machas
from
koyma,
you need to place that.
The moksa machas kufa, in any case, this is a very severe type of moksa, it's moksa machas kufa. This is a very severe type of moksa, that could be much worse.
It's the option of changing machas.
Yeah, but it's Tobel's wife, yeah, because his wife wanted... His wife wanted
the shop to take it back. Yeah. Take it back.
Oh, that's awesome, because it was Tobel already, yeah?
Exactly,
the man will take it back. The man will take it back, yeah, excellent. Excellent. He was trying to get it back, though. He was trying to take it back.
Okay, but
my say, is it not? Is it? Might not take it back. Possibly. But here's that... Yeah. What? The Shaila was it ever not Muxa? It was always told on the wife, that's the problem, you're right. If it was Pshat that she changed her mind, let's say she accepted it at the beginning, then she changed her mind, then maybe you're right. But here it was always dependent on the wife of her, it never had a chance to become not Muxa. She was in the garden, I'm afraid, she never wanted it. You and me?
Yeah, it could be a little sense, but I'm perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to know. Okay, so come back here. So what you can do is you can arrange before Shabbos that someone is cooking all the crockery, let's say before Shabbos, all the cookery book before Shabbos, give it to a friend of a person, he lifts it up on behalf of this person, he's been koiner for her, and therefore on Shabbos, when you give it over to this person, you're not making an acquisition, because it's already been koiner. That's another eitz you could do. Another eitz, let's say you didn't do this, another eitz you could do, anyone think of another eitz you could do? Tomorrow we've got two eitzes, Tzorich Mitzvah, you're allowed to give away presents on Shabbos. So for Oynik Shabbos, the Moshel, any food and drink that's needed for Shabbos, that's mutter. Yeah? That's mutter. Then we said, if you haven't got that heta, the other heta would be to give it before Shabbos to make someone acquire it on behalf of the person. So it's already been, they've already acquired it, they've already been koinu it. Once they've been koinu it, you're not doing anything on Shabbos. The third eight is a bit of a chiddush, actually. Anyone got another eight what you could do?
They should then not pay.
Oh, what you could do is, it's also interesting, it's not muskim, but it's a sore at work, is the person who gets it should have in mind not to be koiner it. Means you come to me on Shabbos, and you say, I've got something for you, I've got a cookery book, or something for you, a gold watch. Yeah? Now, if I don't intend to acquire it, there'll be no kinyan on Shabbos. I only intend to acquire it after Shabbos.
And you can't use the wine, though.
Yeah, so maybe I can't use it. Unless it's yours. No, it could be yours. I'm borrowing it off you till Shabbos, till Matzah Shabbos. It means it stays, you give me the present, so it remains yours till Matzah Shabbos, and on Matzah Shabbos, I'll be covered. You understand? So that, the Chori, will be another eighth of how to get around this problem. So you have to know when the problem exists, exactly, because I'm saying, whenever it's a Tzorich Mitzvah, that's what we see, that's always interesting. You see in the Mishnah Berurah, giving Kenyan to a Chosn, on the Shabbos of his, it looks like his, when he's dashing, looks like it's his Shabbos, that's not got ahead of Tzorich Mitzvah. That hasn't got ahead of Tzorich Mitzvah. So you must say, maybe it's talking about Kehli he doesn't need. But if it's a Kehli which he might use for Shabbos, or it's a Chalimai or something, which you're saying that wasn't toivled, right, maybe you can get around that as well, yeah? So if it's something which he could use on Shabbos, a Tzorich Mitzvah, the Chori is no problem. You've got ahead of Tzorich Mitzvah. That's derived from the case of Tvilas Kehlim, where a person's about to give over his Kehlim to a non-Jew on Shabbos, because he needs it for Shabbos. Or the other case of from Lulav, where a person gives over his Lulav to someone, the Matonam lost the house there, that's allowed, even though you're giving it's a transaction, you're giving over a present, but you're allowed to do it in order to make sure that you do the mitzvah.
Is that different as Zman?
Yeah, but I think, as I said at the beginning, the Ma'at said, even if you give a permit, it's an Issa. Matonam's house is only a practical thing, because most people don't want to give their Lulav away. But if you, it doesn't say anywhere, you can't give it to a permit. It's only a practical thing that we do, that we want to make it, that he wants to get it back. But the Chori, that's not a chilek. The Ma'aseh, for a certain amount of time, he's got it. I must just tell you one thing very quickly. Someone told me once, also very, very interesting. I know someone lent out a lulav and esrog to someone, and the person told me that the person he lent it to got very upset. She said, what are you so upset about? I said, what happened? She said, I'll tell you what happened. Interesting shayah this, actually. He said, you lent me a lulav and esrog. I'm an osla hatzit, to get back. While I was using it, someone came over to me and said, can I borrow it? And I said to him, you know, it's not mine, it belongs to so-and-so. I said, that's a bit funny. Well, what am I doing? If it's mine, it's mine. I don't think it's such a kasher, actually. But he was a bit worried that he maybe he's ruined the whole thing. I said, I don't think it's a problem, because it's kind of true. What? It's only his to use for that. Not his to use anything else. I don't think it's wrong, really, what he said. All right, so stop there.